Happy Monday. Happy
Top
Monday.
Of the week, people. It's in the booth.
Y'all had a good weekend.
It's your boy Messenger.
Canton Jones.
Ramona Jones.
Yeah. Hope y'all had a good time at church, man.
Everything came together in the booth.
Put the prayer hands in the booth. Put the prayer hands in the if you went to church yesterday, put the prayer hand emoji in the chat. You know what I'm saying? Put in the comment section. And if the word was good, put 100 by the beam.
You know what it is when we in the booth. Speak it to the host, speak it to the youth.
Hey.
If you go, if you coach the church, but you got to be able to clap.
I don't know if they know how to do that no more. That
double clap.
Yeah, double clap. I don't know if they know how to do that. That Morgan Freeman clap. Oh my Lord. I'm like, look at Morgan Freeman. He got the church clap. When I saw him do that, I was like, man, Morgan Freeman got the church. That man grew up in the church, man.
Oh my Lord.
You cannot do that if you do not grow up in the church.
It's hard. It's hard, though. Yeah. I seen somebody
like it's
wait, I'm gonna get
now you gotta be like boom, boom.
Yeah, that's it right there.
But I ain't need it so long, bro.
It's what is that called musically? Syncopation. That's what he doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. That's why I could never play the tambourine. I can't do it. Yo.
I'm rusty with mine. I'm rusty with it. Yeah. I used to be able to do it. I ain't been to Cody Church in a long time.
Well, we want to thank you guys for joining us in the Kojic in the booth today. Please like, share, and subscribe to the show on Facebook, YouTube, and all podcast platforms, including Spotify, Apple, Google Podcasts. Church of God of Christ.
Oh my Lord.
There it is.
Lord.
In the booth, Church of God of Christ.
In the booth, Church of God of Christ.
Hey man, if you want to advertise or
there
sponsor
it is,
the
then
show,
go straight to
make sure that you hit us up at intheboothpod@gmail.com. Yes.
All right.
So
October 14th is going up. It's called the Jazz and Jokes, man. Y'all need to come. Featuring, I'm bringing Uncle Reese to the city. Uncle Reese is coming. Praise until I pass out.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I believe in my word so much that I had to start singing the hook part of that song. I was like, man, you know what? I'm getting lightheaded.
I wonder why I get tired every time I sing that song.
I'm getting lightheaded.
Hold
me up.
Yeah. Bring him to the city. Dante Ray. The Black Improv Group. So it's going up, man.
Yeah.
You know,
make sure y'all be
Zilla, my wife, Ramona Estelle Jones, Jason Bitten, and also we're bringing in a jazz quartet, you know, Vernon Messam.
Yeah.
And so that's going to be really, really
And we got
dope.
Another location because you guys are buying up these
yes.
tickets. And so we had to move it to another location, which.
The Nate Church.
Yeah.
I was supposed to get the,
the flyer be up.
Yeah. Just
soon.
Check out all the social media. You'll find it.
Yeah. It's at Nate Church. Yeah.
It's going to say Nate Church.
Faith Deliverance. Yeah. Okay. Nate Church in Jonesboro.
Yeah.
All right, man.
What are we talking about today?
We're talking about discipline versus child abuse. What's the difference? But it stems from a story from Missouri. A Missouri man is accused of beating his 6-year-old daughter
to
death.
What is up with Missouri and beating right now? They had the school
they
paddling
just went,
thing.
Yeah, paddling thing, and now they're doing child abuse.
Wow.
He beat his daughter to death with an aluminum baseball bat. Jocelyn Beecher's body has been placed on the roof. This was weird to me. On the roof of Beckner's home beneath a white sheet. That didn't make any sense. Beechner is facing a single felony of child abuse resulting in death.
Wow.
The question is, when does disciplining your child become abuse?
Well, obviously, this wasn't disciplining.
Yeah, at all.
That's murder.
Yeah.
That's murder, yeah. That's something different.
But,
I mean, if you're not, one, the discipline
is a
of
very
a child
subjective
is motivated by love. Yeah.
This is very subjective.
The motivation is love. Like, I am love. Trying to get you to remember what I'm saying because I love you so much and I don't want you to be hurt. So there's a training, and the scripture says train up a child in a way it should go. When it grow old, it won't depart from it. Also, when a shepherd, the spoiled a rod,
spoiled a child,
that to me is kind of a misinterpretation. Because the rod is used when a shepherd is walking with sheep and a sheep kind of wanders, the rod is an extension of his hand.
Yeah.
So it keeps you like a guardrail to keep you in line. That it's like keep it's pressure to the side of that animal to keep them from wandering off.
Right.
You know, and that's on both sides. It's an extension, not and you just add pressure to push this sheep back over. Well, we thought, you know, that rod is the beating back.
Yeah.
you know, and not to say that it didn't work, but you know, there are a lot of kids that got beat.
Church in Atlanta, remember that?
Huh?
The dude that was doing that at church in Atlanta.
No.
What?
The old guy, they was having whippings at church. Yeah. Like, they took that scripture and they had whipping nights for kids that either was bad at school or wasn't
whipping
making grades.
Nights. No.
This was in Atlanta years ago, back in the 90s. Yeah, man, stop.
I'm just asking.
Yeah.
Eat black people?
I forget the dude's name, the old guy. But yeah, spit a rod.
So you
brought your child and the congregation.
And everybody whoop you in the holy convocation.
They took that like literal.
Wow.
They took it as a law. It was on the news. Mm.
They must have took him to jail, if you don't know.
I forget, but yeah,
Yeah. That's not what it is.
Yeah.
You know, and so the spirit of it is for guidance so that you won't go astray, pretty much. That's what that is. But we took it as, you know, you spare the rod. Now, I used to always wonder, man, how in the world do we get a whooping in our neighborhoods? Just think about our neighborhoods and our culture, African-American culture. Why in the world we get whooped, but they live better? Like, you see a little kid, a little white kid, cussing his mom out in Walmart, and then he end up getting the best job. So what are we missing culturally?
Hey, you talking about economics now, but go ahead.
I mean, I'm talking whooping. I'm still talking whooping. It might be something economical.
Yeah, go ahead.
But I'm saying that did the whoopings work?
Yeah. I believe it.
You talking about economics?
Yeah.
Mama, you whooped me into a job that I, you know, into a lifestyle. I got whooped down economically. I would have had more.
You got whooped down.
I would have had more confidence if you would have hit me in the head with that brick. I'm being serious about what we're wanting them to do. And then when we look at other cultures, are other cultures that don't whoop, that just punish, are their kids coming out better than our kids?
No.
When you look at economics, when you look at the jobs they get, the lifestyle that they live,
and the community they grow up in.
All of that might have something to do with it. But whooping that has something to do with it too. And I'm saying, I'm not saying not to beat your kids. I'm really just saying that we need to think about all the components that make up a great community, a great child, a great family. All the components. Because some of the kids that don't get whooped live better over time, culturally. Now, what came first, the chicken or the egg? You know, is the fact that you're being raised this way making you a better child?
Yeah, you got both parents in the house.
Or the fact that you're being, you know, or the fact that where you're being raised, how you're being raised, and, you know, and what's around. You see what I'm saying? Like, like, if I don't beat you, but put you in this situation, let you get away with whatever, will you come out better? Or take you from a certain situation, put you here, and no matter whether I beat you or not, you still gonna turn out a certain way. You see what I'm saying? So is it has something to do with where you've been raised or how you've been raised? You see what I'm saying?
That's a good question.
And so, because I know a lot of guys that went to church every Sunday, they got beat, whooped, punished, and it didn't
work.
Did they
have both parents in the family?
Did they? Some of them did.
Some of them, yeah, I know some.
And it just...
In the household, did they...
It just didn't pan out to the lifestyle that they dreamed of as a kid. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
With all of the church going and all of the... So are we talking about how he was raised or where he was?
Yes, both.
We need more in our culture.
More beating?
No, more opportunities and things. That's more, more the issue.
You beat me and don't let me see nothing.
Yeah. Or you beat me and I'm not in... some type of club for advancement.
Basketball, football, something.
Or, you know, beta club. But things where I'm traveling, you know.
Seeing certain
book
things.
Club. Yeah. So I think that's the dynamics in other communities because they whoop over there too. It might not be like our spanking, but they get spanked, we get whooped. That's what it is. Yeah.
But
it's
I think they more so punish.
Yeah, they get punished too, but there are spankings that go on over there. People that think they don't spank at all. No, they get spanked. Some of them get spanked too. But I think it's just more. Like they say that it takes a village to raise a child. If your village is better than this village, no matter how much I whoop over here in this village that has less than what this village over here have.
You only have limitations.
Yeah.
So what about a...
I think the whooping is more like a...
Because women don't whoop it. Well, my mama used to whoop.
Bro, my mama...
But I don't...
I can't even say what my mama did.
You already did.
They'll go lock her up now.
You already did. It's too
late. The statutes of limitations on whooping.
Yeah, my mama abused. She would have got locked up. I almost died one time.
You
bruh.
Did not.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Bruh. Yeah, my mama.
What, that high heel got stuck in your back?
Nah, my mama. Nah, I can't see.
She whoop you could
stop
don't.
Breathing. Nah, bro.
Did a resuscitation? What?
Yeah, I almost stopped breathing, yo. Man, my mama sat on me and whooped me because I wouldn't stop running, bro. I was, couldn't breathe. Stop moving. Please, just get off me, mama.
Oh my God.
But I wouldn't stop running. And she said, come here. Oh, and she just said, y'all. And I made forget the whooping. I just tried to be like, I was like, bro, yeah. I got abused, bro. So, yeah, that wasn't discipline.
I was saying, bro,
my parents, bro, they go to jail for stuff, bro. I can't do that. Yeah, I can't do that.
Oh my God.
So, I mean.
And I think the whooping is seen as something that's a quick fix. Like, come here. Right, yeah. It's not you, and I don't think you're looking at.
And no understanding, no talking.
Yeah, I don't think you're looking at permanent future, even like we said in the last show, even slight traumatic or, you know, scared of me more than my wife. Even though my wife has spanked, you know, my son, it's when my wife always relinquished the discipline to me. He's more scared of me than her. When she might yell at him more, you know. I might, hey, boy, what you doing? You know, but she might scold him more, but she tell him, go see your daddy or your daddy gonna get you or whatnot. And you can see, you know, that disposition mentally with the child. And that's what I'm trying to gain and control of now. Because I don't want him to see me like that or feel like that when I say, hey, man, come here. And he waiting to see, okay, is this a whooping come here or is this a, I'm like, finna give you a
like, what up, man, what I do?
Yeah, what I do? Yeah. That shouldn't be the first thing when I say, hey, son, come here.
Yeah. So, I mean, but you came from a whooping household. I came
from an abuse household. Correct that, bro. We got abused.
I was
abused as a child.
Mother Evan. You abused the baby, Mother Evan.
Yeah, my mama. And she's so nice now.
Did your daddy?
Bro, this is my thing.
Yeah.
Wait.
My mama in heaven, but you speaking for us too.
Bro.
Go ahead.
The way my parents was when we was young.
Yeah.
Man,
and they like, don't whoop them children. I'm like, what?
To what they are
trying to
now?
Kill me?
I'm like, when did you flip the script? We got whoopings back for everything. And now they can almost, bro, they can do anything. Like, hey.
Don't touch.
Don't.
What you say your daddy said?
My daddy said, when we got grown, in an argument about this, yeah, we whooped y'all too much. I was like, man. What you talking about? Yeah.
But you said he didn't even do your younger brother like that.
Nah, Kurt.
So who whooped you the most, your mom or your dad?
The most, probably my mom.
Yeah, my mom whooped me the most.
Yeah, my dad was just, man, my mom was.
Did you think you were getting abused at the time?
You didn't know what abuse was.
I just thought this was, if I was thinking I was getting abused, I would have called a number. Yeah, I didn't think this was abuse. I thought this was normal.
But did you think that you had, like, they had the right to beat you for what you did?
That's all I knew.
Or did you, no, not the right to beat you.
Because
did you think, did you ever think that you were getting beat innocently? Like, I'm innocent. Why you beating me? Or did you always feel like you deserve what you was getting?
Because it's everyone, my cousins got whooped, everybody got, so.
No, I'm saying, like, do you feel like when you was getting whoopings that you had did?
Well, yeah. I mean, it was for something, whatever it was.
No, you ain't never get whooped.
I felt like it's not justified to this extent, but if it's something the teacher called or, you know, you still up or whatnot and not going to bed, come here, get in here, and then you get a whooping for that or whatever, it's something, but it's just not to this extent. I think this has gone overboard.
Man, somebody was at the house with me when I was little, and we was sneaking, like, they was, you know, dad told us to go to bed. And, you know, so I was like, shh, got on my knees and crawled to the door. And that joker feet was right there, boy.
You got whooped, boy.
But my last whooping was in the fifth grade. So when I hit middle school, I didn't get any more whoopings. I didn't even really get much punishments. Because I was, you know, I started singing with dad. I was spending a lot of time with my dad. You know, I stopped getting whoopings in fifth grade, and so, but the whooping that I got, we didn't have a screen in our bedroom, in the window, and so, it was cool for us to have candy, but I bought a lot of candy. I went to work with my daddy. He gave us $10, and I spent $10 on just pure candy from the ice cream man. So, I put the candy through the window.
Oh my God.
And tried to walk around, and then my brother told on me. So by the time I came in the house, my mama had all my candy. And she didn't beat me because of the candy. She beat me because of my attention.
Yeah.
Because my sneakiness. Yeah.
Sneakiness, yeah.
Man, I got skinned, boy. And that was my last whooping. I was like, man, I ain't getting no whooping no more.
Like, I'm too old for this.
That's it. I'm done. Yeah. I'm done. Because she hit me with something. Like, you know, palmetto trees are big in Florida. And, you know, she'll cut a palmetto rod, but it's them little thorns that's still in the side. Them junk be all in your leg.
I feel like,
but then you think, you know, you're like, I mean, you get.
Do you think it could have been done? Do you think you could have been raised without whooping?
No.
You try hard to get rid of it too. You try hard. You try. We like
no. Unfortunately, because I wouldn't have had a reverence.
Yeah.
Honor.
Yeah. I know.
Most guys, people don't understand the formula of the scriptures. Never fail. And so the Bible says, honor thy mother and thy father, that thy days may be long. When you dishonor your father or mother, if a child is being raised up without a father and is in a single parent home, and that mom has taught that child to dishonor his father or her father, then it starts to cut off the days on the earth for that child. This really is the main reason spiritually why a lot of our kids are dying early. It's because of the dishonor for their father. That's number one. That a lot of times the dishonor is the thing that's cutting off the days on the earth. That's a formula. That's scripture. That's nothing that you can. So once you start to dishonor your parents, your days are being cut down. So I think that some type of punishment or chastisement or whatever you might call it, whether it be whooping or not, builds respect and honor to say, look, these are boundaries. You got to learn boundaries. You got to learn respect. You got to learn certain things. Once you learn that at home, you'll have respect for authority. Once you learn that at home, you'll have respect for your teacher. Once you learn that at home, you'll have respect for anybody, coaches or what have you. But if you don't have that honor and respect that comes at home, then you end up not having honor and respect. And then even if you're not, the days are not prolonged, like you don't die early, you end up in jail.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or you end up in some type of bondage, man. Mm-hmm. And so I think, unfortunately, I needed whoopings, you know. When I understood that the respect, man, it was easy to settle. Daddy became my best friend. My mom became my best friend. You know, they're people that I, you know, in my adult life that I started leaning towards. And I realized, to be honest with you, that when my dad passed, that I was in a slight, not even a slight depression. I mean, I got deep into depression at one time, but it's just not hearing the voice of my father. Like, I just, it was always guidance. It's like being, having a car taking a trip with no direction.
Yeah.
You know, you don't know where you're going. You don't know that you at the destination because you don't have a map and you don't know where you are. My dad told me when music started popping off that I made it. Other than that, I was on a slap grind. You know, yeah. I had been on BET. I had done a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
But I was still, we were still grinding.
Yeah.
You know, we were making money. But I was like still grinding. My daddy came at my house, Sam's Drive. No.
That was Fiddler's.
Fiddler's.
Yeah.
My second house. And he said, boy, you made it. And I'm like, I did. He's like, yup. Mm. He's like, you doing what I would want to, traveling, singing, and that's my life. And I was like, oh.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. If you said I made it, then I made it.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Mm. And so, but that stemmed out of getting some real whoopings.
Yeah.
You know, the daddy whooped. Now, he ain't like the whoopers. Now, he ain't cry like Mona daddy cried when she got a whooping.
It was coming.
You know, Mona daddy beat her and cried.
Yeah.
He cried. I wish my mama and daddy would have cried. I ain't never seen no tears.
But
if I saw tears, that means she would go up round two. Yeah. I'm going to kill you.
Yeah.
Nah. We ain't never seen that. So I think spanking us was necessary. And even with my kids right now, they get it, but they don't get it as much as they used to, you know, because they understand. They learn the game. You know, Lovey. You know, Mona was scared to whoop Lovey. Everybody scared.
Boy, I whooped her the most.
Everybody scared. They were scared.
I whooped her the most.
I don't know what it was about whooping
you
Lovey.
You whooped her the most.
I did.
Yeah,
because you know why? Because I wasn't playing with no other girl in my house acting a fool.
Yeah.
So I whooped her a lot. Yes.
You're gonna be like my mama.
I ain't whooped Lovey.
Till Lovey get old. Yeah, we whooped it too much.
No, I didn't whoop her too much.
I didn't whoop Lovey. But once or two, I probably could count it maybe five times my whole life.
Well.
Yeah. Now Minion got it. You know, Styles got it. Yes, not as much.
Yes, sneaky like you. He be doing little stuff. Yeah, then he's cute.
What do you mean like
Cam?
Me?
Yes.
Cam I ain't sneaking
the most.
She said no
Cam
more.
I don't remember beating Nyla a lot. Nyla didn't get a lot of whoop.
Nyla's it's always good. The girl. Yeah. Like,
Nyla's a good baby.
Now, I know your wife probably spanked her.
Tiff probably whooped Nyla a lot.
You know, we had the New York, L.A. going.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We had that.
We had the love stick.
We had the New York, L.A. for Nyla. And it was more pops, like pop, pop. But it wasn't like what I got to do with Cam sometimes. Like, I gotta, bro, Cam.
Cam get more whoopings than
yes.
KK?
Really?
Yes.
Cam?
Yes.
Cam's so innocent.
Yeah.
That's why he innocent though.
Yeah.
Then you say that people say he is the most respected.
He is.
Because they got beat into submission. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Now KK ain't got beat as much, so we praying for him. But Kayla got whooped.
But
he done go.
So what's the line? for discipline.
Like and, that's a holy
and abuse. What is abuse?
Well, abuse to me is that you're starting to spank out of anger and not out of love. When you're spanking out of anger, because for one, I like to do a full explanation of what's happening, what I expected from you, what didn't happen, and this is why we're doing this, and then this is what we're gonna do after this. So this is a full
walk. This is a correction, not a punishment.
Right. Once you start spanking out of anger, because you can start spanking somebody based off your day, based off what your boss did, and you're taking it out on your child. Yeah. So if there is a control factor where you are not, if you don't see that child and love that child, like, man, like Styles have made, like, bro, I don't want to do this. Like, you making me do this. Like, I don't want to. And I said, I'm going to beat you, and I don't do it. Like, so if I got to the point where I'm got to spank, it's like, man, I've gone through all types of
every option.
Every option. Yeah. And so I don't want to spank. You know, I want to be the daddy that, hey, they go get some ice cream. Just that's me.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to go in the gas station and get one thing.
We throw the ball around the house. Fight and sword fight and all that stuff.
And so it's like if you start getting to the point where you are angry and you're taking it out on your child. Now, there are some parents, especially single moms, that see the dad or the baby daddy in that child, you know, and sometimes
take him out, that discipline, take that out on him.
Yeah, and so and that anger, and that anger, because you always see the child being imbalanced.
Mm.
You know, you're gonna push him either into being timid or being aggressive with you. You know, he's gonna be afraid of you, or he's gonna be aggressive. You know, if it's unbalanced, you know, because it's going to be one day where he's going to be able to defend himself, you know. And so when a child grows up, he has to feel like when he respects you, when he reverences you, he feel like he got to protect you. You know, he feel like meaning is coming into that. I could feel it to where he got to protect that, or he got to take care of daddy. You know, I gotta make sure daddy, book bad. Daddy, you need anything? He does that to me at church. You need anything? You need me to grab anything? And he have his guys around him. Hey man, y'all grab that, get this for me. Boom, 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 boom. He's coming into the part where, you know, you're not getting beatings anymore. I gotta talk to you and steal you right, because you're not a child. You're coming into your manhood, you know. And so it's a love, a reverence, because I see me when I see them. So it's like, man, I don't want to beat me. You know, I see me in all of them. Mm-hmm. I see me. I was like, man, I would have done that same thing.
Yeah.
I would have did that same thing. Yeah. Like, man, God, that's me.
And then you laugh at them, which don't help at all.
Well, I try not to. It'd be yes, man. he is so funny to me. So it's hard to discipline him because he's so funny. You know, it's just so cute. So I try to do everything out of love. I think, though, the discipline, because a especially in a single parent home, you don't have a chance enough to spend time with them. So if you spend a little bit of time with me, and that time is beating.
Discipline, and beating, yeah.
You know, every time I haven't seen you all day, but when I do see you,
when I'm come around you,
every time I see you, you yelling at me or something that I didn't do, then that pushes me to these streets.
Yeah,
you know, because the streets is always a confirming, loving place at first when they're trying to raise you. Come on, little man, let me give you something. Like Dara was saying on one of the shows last week that. That's how the streets get you. That's how the gangs get you. By giving it to you, by giving you love, by giving me here, man. You ain't got no money. Boom. Let me get you these shoes. And they give, and then they get control over you. Well, the same thing with a parent. You know, you have to give even before a kid knows he or she needs something. A parent is giving.
Yeah.
And so that's where the love comes. But if you start working or you start doing something where the time, that time is going to always tell to whereas you haven't been spending enough time with that child. And now the only time you spend with me, you're complaining, you're right. screaming, I did something wrong. Yeah. You're just like your daddy. You're just like your uncle. Yeah. You're just like this, bro. You're going to be dead or in jail. Most of the curses that's lived out is one of the parents declared something that.
They said. I was about to get to is abuse just doesn't come in physical abuse. You can verbally abuse kids. It messed them up, you know, mentally, you know, or if you just keep beating them down with words, you can never touch them. But you can beat them down with words and mentally they can be downtrodden. The same, you can kill their confidence. You can kill everything about them.
Yeah.
That's abuse, too.
Yeah.
That's not discipline. You're abusing that child verbally. So I think it come a lot of different ways and it's kind of, you know, subjective because there can be people that say that, you know, well, you know, whooping your child come from slavery. I done heard that one, you know, and we just got comfortable with, you know, our slaves getting whooped and we just be. So that would say it's a real gray area.
Yeah.
You know, and I mean, with this case here, I mean, beating a kid with a 6-year-old with a bat, that is just crazy.
Yeah, that's abuse. That's, that's murder. That ain't even a
Child. That wasn't even. There ain't no love in that. Like with a bat.
And then you take the time to put it on the roof.
And then put it under the sheet. Like that made no sense. But I think, you know, it has to be. Your goal is not punishment. Your goal is correction.
Right.
Like not
in the spirit of love.
It's
in
not like I'm just trying to hurt you. I'm trying to hurt you. Right. It's like no, I'm trying to correct something.
Right.
So you don't have to do this again.
Yeah.
And so that there's not a bigger problem later.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're trying to fix something. And then you're talking about one of my children, you know, whooping don't really work for him.
Yeah.
You can beat him forever. You gotta do him stuff way different. Cause of how he think. If he doesn't believe that he did wrong.
Yeah. He'll just stand there.
You can beat him until he won't change it. He has to understand that something is wrong with what he's doing, which the Lord told me that is an amazing leadership quality that he has. That once he lock, kind of like us, you know, that once you lock on to something, that's it, you know, unless the Lord appears, you know, in the night, floating, telling you that now. Go a different way. We 1,000 going this way, you know, and that's how his mind is. And so you got to tell him, all right, look, you're going to lose this and this if you don't change that.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And then he like, oh.
Do the math. And yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But it like but beating me, I've done the math that when you beat me, it's going to be over in a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm cool with that if I keep doing what I want to do.
Yeah.
And so it was like, oh, nah. I was like, wow, that's a different quality. Because everybody would change except you. And so so we had to learn how to discipline. And you discipline each child different in your house. Everybody don't go for the same thing. Everybody thinks different. So it's a different discipline. So I'm learning. I'm just not spanking like that. You know, I don't want my kids to see it, but you know, because sometimes I threaten. Listen, I'm gonna whoop everybody.
Yeah,
like man, I ain't gonna whoop nobody.
Yeah. And they know that too.
They don't know that.
Yes, they do. You say that all the time, and it never happens. Hey.
I'm going to whoop y'all. Y'all don't stop all this running. No, good way. I ain't ready. I don't want to get up off this seat.
Right. Well, y'all got a perfect swarm spot. Don't make me come up now.
Like, but you. I'm going to whoop all y'all. I'm not about to get up. Please stop.
And they know that.
Yeah, please stop.
Why you break something? I'm going to break your butt. Cling, cling, cling.
Well, got to buy another one. Yeah.
Yeah, man. Yeah. It's like so. I'm not old school. Did it the way they knew.
Yeah.
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 They did the way they knew. But I understood.
I agree with my daddy. I think he whooped us too much. I think he whooped us too much. That's what I said when I was young. I was like, man, y'all whoop us too much. It took them for us to grow as adults to be like, yep. Maybe we went overboard. But say, I was saying that during the whooping. Like this is too much.
You said you need reparations, huh?
Y'all killing me. Stop. Please. I won't do it no more. You said that last time.
Oh, Lord. I just didn't. I didn't get a lot of whooping. I think Lissa, my sister Carmen,
that's crazy,
got the most whoopings out of everybody. Then Kiki. Then me, then Danye didn't get touched.
I definitely got the most.
You got the most whooping.
Yeah, because they had slowed down by the time Candace and Kurt came, and then
you got a sister in front of you and behind you.
Yeah, Erica, me, and Andrew.
Who got the most whooping after you?
Probably Andrew, because Andrew was a tomboy, so she ran with me. But I was the oldest, so I knew better. And you gonna get the whooping?
Trouble.
Yeah. And sometimes Andrew got to go free. And, you know, I get the whooping because I was leading it. Erica was the goody two shoes.
She told on everybody, didn't she?
Erica would tell us not to do it. Hey, y'all gonna get in trouble? Me and Andrew, like, anyway, you know, and me and Andrew would go do what we do.
Nah, Tut ain't say nothing.
Yeah.
But he'll tell when you come back. He's like, where y'all going? Okay.
Mama.
Boy, that just you tell on her, man, get a whoop.
Hey, man, make sure you love your kids, man. Yeah. Correct them.
Yeah.
And not to just be in the business of punishing and hurting and whatnot, and make sure your idea or whatever is I'm trying to correct something and not hurt your child and go overboard.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And even sometimes they may not need a spanking.
And sometimes.
I learned that. Sometimes. As much as I want to, I don't spank them. I hug them. Like, come here.
Because you're showing them grace.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
So it's not, you know, kind of understand that, and you know, sometimes that'll work better.
Nah, man.
Because they already timid. Like, oh, I'm about to get it, and then you give them that love. Like, man, you know what?
I'm gonna get you next time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna get you next time. That's
how you do. No, I ain't gonna get you this time. I'm gonna get you next time.
No.
I get you next time. You got the kids scared of you.
Some horror.
Everything came together.
Like, Daddy, no, beat me now.
Let's go.
Nature.
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 Nature. Nature. Nature. Nature. Nature. Nature. Nature. Nature. Nature. Nature. Nature. Nature. Nature. Nature. Nature. Nature. Nature. Nature. Nature. Nature. Nature. Nature. Nature. Nature. Nature. Nature. Nature. Nature. Nature. Nature. Nature. Nature. Nature. Nature. Nature. Nature. Nature. Nature. Nature. Nature. Nature. Nature. Nature. Nature. Nature. Nature. Nature. Nature. Nature. Nature. Nature. Nature. Nature. Nature. Nature. Nature. Nature. Nature. Nature. Nature. Nature. Nature. Nature. Nature. Nature. Nature. Nature. Nature. Nature. Nature. Nature. Nature. Nature. Nature. Nature. Nature. Nature. Nature. Nature. Nature. Nature.